Over 500,000 lethal doses of fentanyl seized in Austin. Texas border business. Austin, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott today announced that Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, special agents assigned to the Austin Violent Crimes Task Force, AVCTF, seized over 507,000 lethal doses of fentanyl along with other narcotics, guns, ammunition, and several stolen vehicles this morning. Today marks 1 month since I directed the Texas Department of Public Safety to provide assistance to the Austin Police Department to help reduce crime and improve safety in the city, and I am proud to see the hard work of these brave men and women saving innocent lives from being taken due to President Biden's border crisis, said Governor Abbott. The Biden administration's reckless open border policies pose an imminent danger to communities across Texas and the nation, allowing record levels of deadly drugs and dangerous weapons to pour across our southern border. I commend the Texas Department of Public Safety's world-class special agents who investigated a drug deal that led to over 500,000 lethal doses of fentanyl being seized, enough to kill over half of all Texans living in Austin, and other dangerous drugs, weapons, and equipment. In the early morning hours today, DPS special agents observed a drug deal and made a felony arrest. Using a number of investigative tools and tactics to further the investigation, DPS, SWAT executed a search warrant and was able to seize 507,000 lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill more than half of Austin's current population, along with methamphetamine, cocaine, and heroin. DPS special agents also found 6 handguns, 10 rifles, 2 shotguns, thousands of rounds of ammunition, thermal infrared binoculars, 3 ballistic vests, and 1 suppressor. Some of the weapons were identified as stolen. Additionally, DPS special agents found 2 stolen motorcycles and 3 stolen box trailers. 2 people were taken into custody and will face federal charges. The defendants indicated the drugs had come from Mexico and the weapons were heading to Mexico later this week. The investigation remains ongoing at this time. In March, Governor Abbott directed DPS to provide assistance to the City of Austin Police Department to help reduce crime and improve safety in the state's capital through AVCTF, a data-driven violent crime suppression task force composed of troopers, special agents, and intelligence-level policing.